thank you for all your assistance, but you're no longer needed. I can take care of the rest from here.
What? Do you really think I can just walk away after all the shit I went through to get them here?
Wasn't that a part of the contract? There's no point in you overstaying your welcome. Now that your job is complete.
You smug ass. This was your plan all along. This wouldn't have been possible if you didn't have my strength on your side. How else would you have gotten them here?
You seem to forget. The whole reason it was smooth sailing was the sedatives and the entrance I created. Knowing you and your lack of brains for brawn, my little friend wouldn't be here without broken bones and their house being left in rubble. Not that they have any need for a house anymore. Their new home will be here. With me. Not you.
Duh.
Why do you care anyways? You did your job, you get paid, and you wouldn't have to worry about a thing. It's almost like, after months of acting as their friend, you actually caught feelings for them. Though I can't say it wasn't obvious. It's not like you were ever a good actor. There's no way someone like you could ever pretend to be in love. I'm sure it was obvious even to them just how hard you fell for them.
I'm tired of you and your little mind games. You act so high and mighty despite having to look up at me. I could squash you if I tried. And that's exactly what'll happen if you get in the way of us. They're mine. No one else even deserves to look at them, share the same breath as them. If someone even dares, they'll be cut down at the spot, including you.
Oh? Going rogue on me now. Despite the happy months us three had together, playing the part of loving friends, what could a frail, innocent bunny do against such a scary man? I'm practically shaking out of fear. Oh. Sorry. I think that was just the laughing that was shaking me.
I should get rid of you now. Then it would finally be just me and my obsession.
You know you couldn't even if you wanted to. Precious little prince of hell.
You're way too fast with that.
Hey, at least you landed a scratch on me. Not everyone can do that. But you're such an impatient brute. Didn't even let me finish. As I was saying, you couldn't even if you wanted to. Because your precious obsession is awake. And has been watching us for quite a bit now.
I can explain.
There's honestly no point in hiding it now. My little puppy has seen just how much of a monster you are.
I guess you're right.
It's nice to officially meet you. I'm Sherry, the friendly bunny alchemist. And this is Kami, some kind of prince of darkness or something. But it's no worries. You don't have to worry about him anymore. I'm sure it'll just be the two of us in no time. Hopefully the rope you're tied in isn't too tight, but please, don't be scared to do a tiny bit of squirming.
He's one of the furthest things from friendly. He's an insane and yet evil little guy. I would know, especially when he's made a name for himself where I'm from. All this thinking is getting me tired. I'm actually kind of glad you saw me like this. I don't have to hold back anymore. You'll finally be all mine. Someone worthy to finally call my obsession. You won't have to worry anymore. As long as you only have eyes for me, you'd be safe.
I'd treat you so much better than he ever could. Think about all the fun we'd have. You'd have so many pitiful other puppies to play with, all of them knowing they're nothing compared to you. You could do anything you want to them. Use them like teddy bears, maybe. Maybe use them like pillows, or any kind of guilty pleasures you may have. Everything is safe in my chambers. You'd have everything you need. Everything you would ever need. And you'd never have to worry about hearing, speaking, or even looking at anyone else. You would have me and all the cute test subjects your heart would ever desire. As long as that heart belongs to me.
Yeah. You may have puppies or test subjects, but who knows what he's done to them? Some of the stuff he's done gives me shivers. You might even find a person in his chambers who has arms for legs, or even tongues for arms. He might make it all seem perfect and cute and fluffy, but that's not the true nature. I love you more, and have actual servants who can take care of your every need. Though, some of my servants are blindfolded, and what I mean by some is all of them. I shouldn't have to see you. I'm the only one that needs to. You're mine, not theirs. You'd be treated like a queen? A queen that's fit for me, only me. You'd be mine.
Do you really trust someone who'd rather slice away his problems without a second thought? You wouldn't be safe with him. The only one who you really deserve is me. You'd be able to live forever. No more problems. No more sickness. And anyone who would want to get in the way of me living peacefully with my puppy. Well, let's just say I have some testing ready for them.
His love for you is nothing compared to mine. The second anyone hears you or catches an eye, I'd kill them. Right. And you're wondering why? Well, it's because I do that for you. I mean, seriously, when's the last guy that would kill for you? Those don't really exist, do they? You'd have my luxury, my strength, even a legacy. I'm a very picky person. Very picky. And so, not everyone will get this chance. I chose you. My life is yours. Tell me one person that would do exactly that. Exactly. I want to hear your voice. I want to be the only one who gets to feel your warmth.
He's full of nothing but lies. The only reason he even met you was because of me. He felt absolutely nothing for you when he first took the job. The damn muscle brain has had no one stand against him ever in his entire life. Seeing someone like yourself, not being scared of him, while still being pure of heart, was enough for even his own heart to start feeling. He talks of being able to protect you from anything and everyone. He's making promises he can never keep. He's a king. As soon as those who want to harm him learn of his obsession, you'll be targeted. You'll become overwhelmed, and he'll die in front of you. You'll have no one to blame but yourself for making the incorrect choice of choosing the brash, unmodest, young, and immature king. One who doesn't calculate anything, only acts on the fly, and follows his heart instead of his mind.
At least my love is pure. Full of excitement. Taking my obsession on journeys and adventures, cutting down anyone that dares to fucking stand in her way. You're evil and you don't care. All you want is misery, you're greedy. Not to mention that you're taking pleasure in just breaking my heart. I mean what, your so-called puppy? You just want your insane game to play out. All you care about is being entertained. no real driving force aside from your own selfishness. Your love is fake. All you are is a good actor.
Look at the prince trying to become a poet. You should stick to wielding your scythe rather than that tongue of yours. After how long I've known you, you'd think...
Huh?
Who would have thought the one being held captive, wrapped in ropes, would be the insane one? Despite being in the position you're in, you have the guts to tell us to stop.
That's my obsession, standing up to their captives. What?
You want us to
share? With him?
I think I'd rather drink my own potions than be with that meat for brains over there.
Can you stop talking about my head? Are you obsessed with my face or something? I get it. Bunny has a crush on the big strong man holding a scythe. Of course. This is all an elaborate plan to try and win me over. Sorry, but I'm not into being cared, bunny boys.
You wish. But do you understand what you're trying to ask? You're asking two obsessive yandres to share something. The whole point of our trope is to go to the extremes to make sure you're ours. I mean, why else would we come up with a stupidly complicated plan to knock you out, bring you to this abandoned place, and tie you up?
I mean, I guess you're right. We did do it together. But it's not like we actually needed each other. I could have easily taken you back home with me. You're so frail, it would have been no trouble. Plus, it's not like it's hard to break windows or walls.
Do you know how fast you would have been caught if you made a ton of noise, like shattering glass or, maybe destroying a home? Now me, on the other hand, I would have made a flawless entry. It just would have taken a little bit of time to drag you over here.
I seriously doubt your little bunny arms could even carry my scythe, let alone a person.
You don't always have to have a super big and flashy weapon.
What's so funny? We're not silly whatsoever. We literally kidnapped you and have been threatening each other and people the entire night. What's funny about this?
Is this that Stockholm Syndrome thing I've heard so much about? I always thought it was just a myth.
God, this sounds like something coming right out of an anime. It would probably have one of those ridiculously long titles too. Something like, Living My Life with Two Obsessed Yandere Boys. Oh God. Are we going to turn into a slice of life comedy? Or worse? A rom-com.
I'm so sorry, buddy. It turns out we weren't actually the insane ones. It was the one we fell in love with.
But what happened to the whole getting rid of anyone that looks at my obsession? The same breath. The same air.
I feel like you just want an excuse for some bloodshed. Don't worry. Maybe we could take my puppy out for a walk. Now, I guess we can bring them along too.
Oh, so I can get a little scythe practice in then. You know, for those people. Wait, did you just call me puppy? Your puppy. Gross.
What'd I do that? Oh, see.
You're lucky I don't cut you down now.
You even growl like one too.
It's just not worth the effort getting annoyed at you.
Maybe it wouldn't be too bad to share. I get to have free muscles and my precious test subject. Doris, my precious puppy.
Aw, does the little bunny need someone to help him reach the top shelf?
I'm not even that short. You're literally just a giant.
I can already see the next episode. My crazy life of living with two yandere's.
Oh God, don't give anyone ideas.
Well, this took a big turn. What a huge bloodlust killer. I think I was getting ready to enjoy bunny stew and everything else.
Yeah, I was going to have a cool new crown to wear, too. We both know you wouldn't stand a chance against me.
Well, want to say that to my face, bunny boy?
Ah, I should have known one with an empty head would struggle hearing. Maybe I should simplify it so someone as dumb as you could understand. I'd kick your ass.
Well, all right, that's it. You're dead!
I'm so sorry, buddy. It turns out we weren't actually the insane ones. It was the fucking cat. What do you want? Who would have thought the one being held captive, wrapped in ropes, would be the insane one? Cat. What are you doing? We weren't actually the insane ones. I'm Cat, dude. What do you want? What? What? What are you doing? What are you doing? Cat? Cat, what are you doing? Cat, what are you doing? You want pets? Is this why you want? You want pets? You want some pets? I think Cat wants some pets. No, Cat, please don't delete my script. Oh no, oh god. Cat, please. What are you doing?